Blog Talk Radio.
Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on. From the start it was Yahweh. He took me from the dark, put him in my heart. So Yahweh, got my mind Yahweh. Show me the times and the laws, the flaws of myself Yahweh. Let me know to turn to him, only glory Yahweh. Never bragging anything unless it be Yahweh. He the most high, he my king, he my lawgiver, he my savior. And I'm only praising Yahweh. Told me that my name was Isha, that's man of Yahweh. All fire of Yahweh, whatever it be, you know I rep Yahweh. On my wrist, what does it say? It say praise Yahweh. Y'all can walk another way if you want to, but I'm walking this way. I'm an Israel crew, full life, ride with my homies that be with Yahweh. Only companions be praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah, what's good? Yahweh, what's poppin'? Yahweh, what's up? Yahweh, what's crackin'? Yahweh, on my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, JC, never mentioned by Yahweh. Nowhere in the holy scriptures do you see Yahweh. Mixing this catch you call Yahoshua, Yahawasha, Yahoah, whatever y'all calling him, it ain't Yahweh. Quran never spoke about the man Yahweh. I mean the name Yahweh, the Holy One Yahweh. Not a man that he shall lie, or the son of man that he shall repent. And y'all think he said somebody that could get killed? What you talking? Yahweh died, man. Come on, man. You thinking that Yahweh lied, man? You frontin' now. If you just open the scriptures, you'll see it right there in Isaiah 34:16. Yahweh only got one book, so let's look in it. Don't get too shook, minister, reverend, pastor, whoever you are, you spittin' disaster. If you ain't praising the Most High, who is Yahweh? What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day, all night, all my life, we praising Yahweh. Come on, yeah. What's good, Yahweh? What's poppin', Yahweh? What's up, Yahweh? What's crackin', Yahweh? On my mind all day.
Shalom, shalom, shalom. Giving all praise and honor to the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is by saying hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah for another day, another night, another week that he has allowed us to come together to praise his holy, righteous, an exalted name. And I praise the mighty Yah again by saying hallelujah. My name is Moray Ishaya Yisrael, out of the house of Israel, bringing you nothing but the truth. And it is true that all you're going to get is the truth. But if for some strange reason you're suspicious of anything that I'm telling you, give me a call, 919-931-6216, and we can discuss it. Again, we have another beautiful program prepared for you. And before we get into this program, I want to let our brothers and sisters to know, all those that may be listening in, by the way of internet, as well as those who are listening in by the way of Blog Talk. Truly, there is no doubt in my mind. The only reason why you're listening and tuning in, it is because of your fear towards Elohim. And I also want to let many of our brothers and sisters down in the Raleigh, North Carolina area. It is my plan to be there next week. And I know we have a lot of them listening in. And I hope to meet you all next weekend. This is Yah's Will. A lot is going on in the world. A lot is going on in Israel. So there is a lot of things to talk about. One of the things that I want to discuss tonight, however, is something that few questions that people have brought to me. And these questions that was brought to me is a very extensive study that one has to undertake in this particular matter. So I can assure you we won't be just talking about this matter on tonight's program. And the subject is about who are the lost tribes of Israel. Who are the real 12 tribes? Of course, you have many Israelites divided on this matter. You have some Israelites that teach various ethnic groups are indeed the lost tribes of Israel. They will say the Asians are one of the tribes. The Mexicans are also a tribe. Native Americans are a lost tribe of Israel. Haitians are a lost tribe of Israel. And of course, they will have many other black and brown people, including the Negroes of America, as part of the lost tribes of Israel. And the question is, is this true? And then also you have, related to this particular subject matter, who really is the lost tribes of Israel? You have many organizations, Israelite organizations, that are validated on YouTube, the internet, and all other kind of social media, where they will highlight and they will emphasize DNA testing that the white man brought to our people. They will use various geography, course, various different types of books and literature to prove who really is the lost tribes of Israel. Well, in my humble opinion, there's only one source that would teach you who the 12 tribes are. And it's not someone swabbing your mouth or taking your blood or taking your fingerprint. It's not the geographical location that you might be living in today, because our people are all over the world today. Now, the origin of your captivity definitely is part of the puzzle. But this one source is the Most High Himself. And the Almighty did not hand over His keys to other people who you think now are somehow wise and slick, more wiser than us, to teach us who we are. How can someone take your blood and swab your mouth, teach you who you are? Ask yourself, really, does this make sense to you? The only thing the Creator gave us to let us know who we are is in His Word. Watch what the Creator said concerning His Word. In the book of Amos, is the first place I want you to examine. And I want to know if you agree with these particular points, because these points to me are very clear. In the book of Amos, the third chapter, and this is what it says in the seventh verse. Surely Yah, Elohim, will do nothing, but He revealeth His secret unto His servants, the prophets. This seemed clear to me that anytime the Almighty will do anything, if He wants you to know, if He wants you to get the understanding, if He wants you to extract any type of wisdom out of anything that He does, according to this, if it is something hidden, the revelation of that hidden thing, which is called secrets, are revealed unto His servants, the prophets. And I hadn't found one white prophet, not one. Maybe you all have, and you all can bring it to my attention, but I have not. As a matter of fact, I hadn't found one prophet of another nation, period. Now, how can I make that declaration? Well, easy. Go to the book of Psalms. Psalms 147. And what are we discussing tonight? Well, I want to discuss tonight who are the lost tribes of Israel. And if you spend your time trying to prove the lost tribes of Israel are people that other people claim you are, then you already been deceived. I have people calling me saying, you hear this Jewish scholar, you hear this such and such person, you hear that such and such person. And of course, people say, well, the only people that don't know themselves is us. But everybody else know who we are. Well, the only way we know who we are is through us. In the book of Psalm 147, this is what the scripture says. And I'm going to read the 19th and the 20th verse. He showeth his word unto Jacob. How else will Jacob know his word? They're not about to know it from our enemies by people who was not born of our lineage. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He have not dealt so with any nation, such as the Asians, such as the Mexicans and the Hispanics and all the other various groups and ethnic groups of people that our people erroneously believe this is who we are. He have not dealt so with any nation. And as for his judgment, they have not known them. Praise ye Yah, or hallelujah. So the Creator is letting us know, all the prophets come from Israel, because he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants the prophets. And the Creator only, his servants is Israel, according to his words. So if you want to know the truth about Israel, the first thing you must concern yourself with is Israel. If an Israelite states something, then it's your obligation to examine it, to study it, and to see if it's true. And this is how we know whether this Israelite was sent from the Most High. And if he was not sent from the Most High, you don't have to slander him. You don't have to talk about him. You don't have to tell bear. You don't have to kill him or anything like that. According to the scriptures, it says, just don't be afraid of him. Don't regard what he's saying. Don't bother yourself with the words that you know are not the truth. That's all. But if he is sent by the Most High, and he is an Israelite, then it's your obligation to reverence his words, because he's bringing you the true words of the Most High. Now, the thing about the lost tribes of Israel is this. You have many of our people who not only believe other ethnic groups are part of the 12 tribes of Israel, but then you have many mainstream Israelites that will take on the name of a particular tribe, an ancestry that they don't know is their ancestry. The first thing is waking up to the realization that you're Israel. then you must come to the realization that all Israelites are part of a particular bloodline. In other words, you come from a particular house, what we call a tribe. And many Israelites choose their tribal ancestry by the way they feel. Or maybe they had a dream. Or maybe they choose it by they like that name, or they like that tribe. But this is no way to choose any ancestors. In other words, if we can do that, then we can call ourselves anything. No wonder we got many of our people taking hold to various African tribes, because they feel a certain way. And let me tell you what the biggest no job, and we're going to get into these scriptures, one of the biggest no jobs that has been played on our people, and that is this DNA testing, is a farce. They're not able to tell you who you are. This is a scheme. Look what the Creator said in the book of Psalm, since we in Psalm, Psalm 83. I have Israelites who tell me they took a DNA test and found out that they were a European. And this is madness. It says in the book of Psalm 83, keep not thou silence, O Elohim. Hold not thy peace and be not still, O Elohim. For lo, thy enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up their head. And the reason we're going to this particular chapter, because I want you to know the primary thing that they did to deceive our people. They have taken crafty counsel against our people and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. And who is they? And the Almighty lists these people. And let me tell you who these people are. These are people who control the banks. They control the most valuable resources on earth. They control the media. They control all the airways, music. These are people that are the top scientists, the top philanthropists, the top historians, the top geographers. In other words, the most important people on the earth are the people who came together, the greatest minds, came together to cut your name off. So when you're watching the History Channel, yeah, those people, when they talk about history and they talking about geography and they talking about philanthropy and they talking about all these, and you're looking at the science behind things, these are the biggest liars on earth. All the great physicists on earth, these are low people, but they're great minds in deception. And when our people see them, our people say, man, these are the top people, and they said we this and they said we that. There's not one historian, there's not one scientist, there's not one philanthropist, there's not one of these so-called great minds told our people the truth, and then after telling them the truth, bowed before our people, as the scriptures say they would. And first of all, the Almighty gave his truth to Israel, not to a bunch of scientists and soothsayers, because this is all these people are. But let us look at this a little bit closer. The scripture said they confederated to cut our name off. And what name you think they cut off? The name of Israel. Because we Israelites. That's the name that our father inherited as a blessing. And through that blessing, he gave his sons names. But their inheritance was Israel. Now, how can our people know for a certainty what tribe they come from? When most of our people don't even know what the tribes stand for. There's certain knowledge you have to have about the tribes in order for you to start claiming that you're an Aaronite, you're a Levite, you're a Yehudanite, you're a Benjamite. How could you know that? Just because you feel a certain way? Did not Yah say he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets? And there's various basic things that the Creator revealed to us that a lot of people don't understand until this day. Like, for instance, in a book, but Deuteronomy 32. And what are we discussing? The identity of the lost tribes of Israel. In the book of Deuteronomy 32, and as I stated before, this topic is very extensive, so it's not a topic that you can just discuss in one night. But look what this says in Deuteronomy 32. The Creator told us to remember various things, and this is one of the things that he wanted us to remember. and watch what it says. In the 7th verse, 32 and 7. Remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and they will tell thee. When the Most High divided to the nations their inheritance, when he separated the sons of Adam, he set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel. For Yah's portion is his people, and Yaakov is the lot of his inheritance. So we see here that the Almighty was not going to allow all the other nations on earth their boundaries to supersede the boundaries of the 12 tribes. This is how much he loved the 12 tribes. He set the earth ancestors from the time of Adam. It was separated according to the 12 tribes of Israel, who didn't exist at that time. Of course, they existed in the mind and the will of the Most High. And you must understand what these boundaries are. And these boundaries are based and predicated on the order in which the 12 tribes are born. I looked on the internet just to see how they would list the 12 tribes of Israel. And they list them many ways. But I hadn't seen not one correct listing except for in the scriptures. And let me repeat what I just said. When I searched the internet to see how the 12 tribes was listed in their birth order, since the Creator said he was going to separate the sons of Adam, and set the bounds of the people according to the number of the children of Israel, which is 12, which Reuben being the first. When I searched the internet, I had not found not one order that was correct. Now, where do I get my order from? Well, I get mine from the scriptures. And I say, well, some of the ones I've seen on the internet came from the scriptures. But the thing you must ask yourself, since the scriptures have different order, which order is the correct order? It's not that the other orders are wrong, but you have to understand the one that the Creator established as his order. Now, why is that important? Well, let me show you. It's based on the law. Go to the book of Exodus. In the book of Exodus, and I think you're going to find this in the 28th chapter. And watch what this says. In the book of Exodus 28, and watch this law. And we'll start at the 17th verse, Exodus 28 and 17. And thou shalt set in it settings of stones, even four rows of stones. The first row shall be a sardius, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This shall be the first row. Isn't that the law? The second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. Isn't that the law? And the third row, a ligure, a gate, and an amethyst. Isn't that the law? And the fourth row, a beryl, an onyx, a jasper. They shall be set in gold in their enclosures. And watch what this is. And the stone shall be with the names of the children of Israel, 12, according to their names, like the engravings of a signet. In other words, each tribe had their own seal. Everyone with his name shall they be according to the 12 tribes of Israel. So this is the law. And you'll also find that law mentioned in the book of Numbers also. But why is this so important? Well, this was on the breastplate. And everything surrounds the 12 tribes of Israel. Everything. This is what most of our people don't know. Now, did one of these stones represent some Haitians and some Mexicans and some Asians and some Native Americans and some other ethnic groups that our people want to throw in? No. This was one family with 12 sons and four mothers. But they were one family. And yes, they had a birth order. As many of you all know, the birth order also is relevant to the law. Now, how can we skip past the birth order, the stones, and all the other many things that represent the 12 tribes of Israel? And we don't know any of that, and then we just start calling ourselves a Yehudanite. Well, the southern kingdom was made up of two tribes. Those two tribes was the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin. And they were called the house of David or Judah. And then 10 tribes made up the northern kingdom. And they were the other tribes. So either which way, if you part of the 10 northern tribes or part of the 2 southern tribes, you still have more than one possibility, more than one choice. You can either be right or you can be wrong. And the only way to be right is that you have to be able to prove your ancestry according to the word of Yah. And no DNA test is going to tell you that. And your enemies can't tell you that. The only one that can tell you what tribe you come from is the Most High. And let me show you where these tribes are listed. One particular place is in the book of Genesis 49. Let us turn there. just want you to see that real quick. Because how do you know what tribe you come from and you don't even know the order of the tribes? In the book of Genesis 49, and let me get there. And watch what Jacob said in Genesis 49, verse 1. And Jacob called unto his sons and said, gather yourselves together, that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days. So this is just a declaration of what Jacob said. This is what's going to happen to you. And he began to name the tribes. And you will find this on the internet. And of course, the first one is Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Zebulun, Issachar. Number 7, Dan. 8, Gad. 9, Asher. Naphtali is 10. Joseph is 11. And Benjamin is 12. Look like it makes sense to me. Do it make sense to you? Well, this is the issue where you begin to search out the order of the 12 tribes of Israel. Because go to the book of 1 Chronicles. You see that order in Genesis 49. Go to 1 Chronicles, the 2nd chapter. And let's see what order it is in. First Chronicles, the 2nd chapter. The very first verse. It will let you know these are the sons of Israel. All right, let's see. Then you have Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Yehuda, Issachar and Zebulun. Then you have Dan, Joseph, Benjamin, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. Well, that ain't the order I just read in Genesis 49. Which one is correct? Is it Genesis 49? Or is it 1 Chronicles, the 2nd chapter? Both is correct in saying these are the sons of Jacob, as well as these are the sons of Israel. But then I seen another order. And you'll find it in the book of Exodus, the 1st chapter. Turn there. In the book of Exodus, the 1st chapter, and this is what it says in the 1st verse. Now, these are the names of the children of Israel which came into Egypt. Every man and his household came with Jacob. Now, of course, as many of you already know, Joseph was already in Egypt. So it's going to leave him out until the end. And this is what it says. Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Yehuda, Issachar, Zebulun, Benjamin, Dan, Naphtali, Gad, and Asher. And all the souls that came out of the loins of Jacob were 70 souls, for Joseph was in Egypt already. In other words, they just want you to insert Joseph into the correct place. But is this correct? Because it is not the same order as in 1 Chronicles, the second chapter, nor is it the same order that is written in Genesis, the 49th chapter. But this is how you know the truth. And this is what we tell people all the time. Let every matter be established by the mouth of two or three witnesses. And there is another scripture that will let you know which one of these are the truth. And the reason why this is important is because once the truth is established, then you can understand what these tribes mean and why were they put in a particular order, because they were, and which birthstone actually represent the correct tribe, since that is the law. And then you can begin identifying who the tribes really are. But how can you identify who the tribes are and you don't even know their order? That don't make sense to me. But let me show you the second witness that will identify which one is correct. And as a matter of fact, as I stated before, you won't see this order on the internet at all. Why? Because Yah will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophets. This revelation, like all revelations, come through Israel in the book of Genesis 35. This is what it says. And I'm going to read starting at the 22nd verse. And it came to pass when Israel dwelt in that land, that Reuben went and lay with Bilhah, his father's concubine. And Israel heard it. Now the sons of Jacob were 12. And then it lets you know the sons of his first wife, the sons of Leah, Reuben, Jacob's firstborn, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun, six sons. And that's the correct order. The 24th verse, the sons of Rachel, Joseph, and Benjamin, which is the seventh and eighth son. And that is correct. 25th verse, and the sons of Bilhah, Rachel's handmaid, Dan and Naphtali, which is the ninth and tenth son, and the sons of Zilpah, Leah's handmaid, Gad and Asher. These are the sons, which is 11th and 12th, these are the sons of Jacob, which were born to him in Padan Aram. And of course, the only order that established this order is the book of Exodus, the first chapter. And the only thing is, Joseph was already in Egypt and you had to put him in the correct place, which he is the number seven, the seventh son. And the only other scripture that would establish this order is Genesis 35. And you can read the scriptures from front to back, and you won't see no two orders except for this, the scriptures that I'm giving you. Now, why is that important? Because each tribe have a particular meaning. That's why they are in a certain order. And once you know the meaning, and once you know the order, then you can understand the birthstone. And once you understand that, then maybe you might understand your tribal ancestry. But today, our people don't know their tribal ancestry. Today, I ask people, prove to me you're a Yehudanite. They said, well, Yehuda came, who said he was going to be scattered to the four corners of the earth. Yes, he was. And yes, that is true. But he's not the only one scattered to the four corners of the earth. So what makes you a Yehudanite and not a Benjaminite? Prove that to me. Show me why you believe you have royal blood from Yehuda versus the blood of Benjamin. What scripture is teaching you and letting you know this fact? I would like to know. Why? Because why would you denounce your ancestors? That's why, according to the book of Deuteronomy 32, and I just want to read that first part again, Deuteronomy 32, it was real important. And Deuteronomy is supposed to be the book of the law, and this is what it says. The seventh verse, it says, remember the days of old. Consider the years of many generations. Ask thy father, and he will show thee. Thy elders, and he will tell thee. In other words, you have ancestors that handed down their ancestry from father to son. And if this ancestry is somehow lost to us as a people, are we to just make up an ancestry and call ourselves anything that we feel and we want? Is that what we to do? Or are we a real people with a real bloodline? For some strange reason, the only time we can understand the bloodline is when it comes to the Aaronites. Oh, we can't do this because we're not the seed of Aaron. And that's the priesthood. And that's a particular bloodline. Well, all our bloodlines is a particular bloodline. That's why we're not to just make up anything. Creator lets us know in the book of Proverbs, Proverbs, the 30th chapter. This is what it says. The fifth verse. Every word of Elohim is pure. He is a shield unto them that put their trust in him. Add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And we don't want to be found liars. We want to go strictly by the word of Yah, by the word of the Most High. There's nothing more precious that you can possess than the Creator's word. Because once you possess that, you possess the truth. And anything outside of his word, it don't mean nothing anyway. That's why when people are talking to you and teaching you and showing you things, you ask them, let's see what the word says. And then they show you something that looks good and sounds good. It might be good. Then you tell them to establish it. Establish this thing. If they say, well, what do you mean establish it? Well, if they don't know what you mean by establish it, then it's nothing to be established. Somebody tell me to establish something, I already know what that means. That means I need to have more than one witness. I got to ask, establish this thing, and let me show you somewhere else. Let me show you here, let me show you there. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line must be upon line. Line upon line. Here little and there little. This is how we establish the things that we believe, as well as the things that we teach. And we can't teach our tribal ancestry without knowing its order. I mean, we can teach it, but what do it mean? And I'm going to show you some examples of what this means, because you need to know. And once you know, then you begin to reverence the Creator's word. And that's what Yah wants you to do. He wants you to reverence his word. Because his word is precious. And let me show you one more scripture before I go to the callers. If you have any questions or comments or anything that I'm saying, give me a call, 347-838-8963. And press the number 1 on your phone. Or you can text me, 919-931-6216. The other scripture I want you to just consider, all these scriptures I want you to consider, you might disagree with me. But whether you do or don't, you still have to establish what you believe. And here, I'm able to show in order to establish what I believe. And you will have to do the same. And the Creator said, let every matter be established by 2 or 3 witnesses. The Almighty said also in the book of Isaiah, the 34th chapter, which is real important to know, this is what he said. In the book of Isaiah 34:16, seek ye out of the book of Yah and read. Not one of these shall fail. none shall want her meat. For my mouth it hath commanded, and the spirit it hath gathered them. Speaking of all the various words as well as books that the Creator brought together to let you know the truth. This is why we only need one source. For we only have one Elohim, one Yah, one Father, and one law. And we're going to get into the identity of the various tribes. Right now, we need to know their order. And once we know their order, we're going to reveal to you what they mean and how their order is very relevant to what they mean. And once you begin to understand what these tribes mean, then there's a lot of things that's going to be opened up to your mind. But we have some callers waiting to comment and to ask questions. Go to one of our callers in the 601 area code.
Shalom.
Wow.
My brother can hear you. Can you talk up for me? Caller, can you hear me? I can't hear you, caller. I'll come back to you.
Wow.
Let me come back. Let me come right back to you.
I ain't never had to know that the
I can hear you now. I can hear you now. Go ahead and speak. All right, the caller, he pressed number one, but I don't think he was ready to talk. Again, if you want to make any comments, 347-838-8963 and press the number one on your phone. And what are we discussing tonight? We are discussing the identity of the 12 tribes of Israel. Now that a lot of people know that we are the children of Israel, well, what tribe do we come from? And how do we know what tribe we come from? And we don't even know the order of the tribes and their particular birthstone. To show you how important the order is, just show you something real easy that everybody can understand. You go to the book of Genesis. Genesis, the 29th chapter. In the book of Genesis, the 29th chapter, I'm going to read I'm going to read the 34th and 5th verse. And it says, and she conceived again. And bare a son and said, now this time will my husband be joined unto me, because I've borne him 3 sons. Therefore was his name called Levi. And you got to know what that meaning is and how it relates to the scriptures. And he was the 3rd son. But then the scripture saying she conceived again and bare a son. And she said, now will I praise Yah. Therefore, she called his name Yehuda and left Baron. And this was our mother Leah. And here it is. She called her 4th son Yehuda, which means praise Yah, or means praise. And that's important to know, because the 4th does represent Yah praise. And most people had not learned this, but if you do, what you're going to learn is a great amount of knowledge about the meaning of the tribes. Not only later called his name, or said his name in praise, because he was the 4th son, look what it says in Genesis 49. In the book of Genesis 49, the very first thing it says about Judah, in the 8th verse, Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Why? Because that's what the 4th represents. And he was the 4th son. And to show you further that this is what this means, for let every matter be established by 2 or 3 witnesses. And I'm showing you this so you can understand each tribe is in a particular, certain, holy, divine order. And it has a particular divine meaning. And each stone represents their particular birth order. And this will help you to understand who you are with knowing your tribal ancestry. Look in the book of the law. In the book, I think you're going to find this in the book of Leviticus, the 19th chapter, if I'm not mistaken. And look what it says. And I'm going to read to you the 24th verse. Well, let's start at the 23rd verse. And when ye shall come into the land and shall have planted all manner of trees for food, then ye shall count the fruit thereof as uncircumcised. 3 years shall it be uncircumcised unto you. It shall not be eaten of. But in the 4th year, all the fruit thereof shall be holy to praise Yah withal. Why in the 4th year? For the same reason, the 4th son meant praise, which was Yehuda. in the fourth year also miss praise. So what is the fourth year? The fourth born? Or even the fourth day? Look what the Creator said in the book of Psalm 113. Because all these have something in common, and that is they represent the fourth. And what occurred on the fourth day? Well, on the fourth day is when the Creator made the lights of heaven, which is called the sun, the moon, and the stars. And this is what the Creator said concerning this. He said in Psalm 113, the very first verse, "Praise ye Yah. Praise, O ye servants of Yah. Praise the name of Yah. Blessed be the name of Yah from this time forth and forevermore." And watch what he said. "From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, Yah's name is to be what? Praise." Because when did he make the sun? Did not he make the sun, which is the greater light to rule the day, on the fourth day? Did not he make the moon on the fourth? Did not he make the stars on the fourth? Yes. No wonder the fourth represents Yah's praise. Because then you can see all this glory. And not only the fourth day, the fourth year, the fourth born, or the fourth son, even in any genealogy. Look what the scripture says in the book of Genesis, the fifth chapter. And this is just an example of why it is important to know your tribal ancestry. It's one thing to know the tribe of Yehuda, the tribe of Simeon, or the tribe of Joseph, but do you know what they mean, what they represent, what order they're in, and how that order will affect the various things in the earth? In the book of Genesis, the fifth chapter, it says this is the book of the generations of Adam. This is his genealogy. In a day that Elohim created man in the likeness, Elohim made he him. Male and female created he them and blessed them and called their name Adam in the day when they were created. And Adam lived 130 years and begot a son in his own likeness after his image and called his name Seth. And you'll find that the Almighty counts Seth. And after Seth, Enosh, number two. And after Enosh, Canaan, number three. And then after Canaan, then you get down to the 15th verse. And Mahalaleel lived 65 years and begot Jared. And the fourth generation after Adam was Mahalaleel. And you want to take time to look it up. and see what his name means. But I'll take the suspense out for you. His name means praise. Why? Because he's the fourth generation. And whether he's the fourth generation or the fourth son or the fourth one or the fourth year or the fourth day, so you can only surmise the fourth birthstone. What is it? What is this fourth birthstone that is mentioned in the book of Exodus, the 28th chapter? What does it mean? What does it represent? Do you know what the fourth is? See, if you know the tribes by heart, should not. In the book of Exodus 28, there's four rows of stones. And there's three stones in each row. And this is what it says. Excuse me. Exodus 28:17. And thou shalt set in it settings of stones, even four rows of stones. The first row shall be a sardius, a topaz, and a carbuncle. This shall be the first row. And the second row shall be an emerald, a sapphire, and a diamond. So, what represent Yehuda? Where is his birth in this breastplate? Which stone is it? This is very important to know. If the Almighty counted down where you had the sardius first, the emerald second, the beryl third, or the first row is sardius, second row was an emerald, the third row was a ligure, and the fourth row was a beryl. Is that how he counted it? Or did he count it a sardius, topaz, carbuncle, then an emerald? Did he count it that way? How did y'all order this count to be in a verse plate? In which way do you count it? And what really represents Yehuda? All you have to do is do what the Creator said must be done, and that is let every matter be established by two or three witnesses, and you will know which order in which the birthstones represent the 12 tribes. But how can you not know this but yet know what tribe you come from. And if you really don't know, and if you really can't establish it, then why believe you are something that you might not be? In other words, why assume? Why guess? You don't have to guess. Let me show you why. In the book of Deuteronomy, this is why you never have to guess. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 29th chapter, this is what the Most High says in the 29th verse. The secret things belong unto Yah, our Elohim. In other words, once something is secret, it don't belong to you or I anyway. It belongs to the Most High. So it's something that we just have to leave alone and just tell the truth. We don't know. But those things which are revealed belong unto us and to our children forever, that we may do all the words of this law. See, the things that you don't know, the things that are not revealed to you yet, those are the things that you don't have to stress yourself about. You don't know. What you stressing about? You just don't know. But the things that are revealed to you and that you can establish as the truth, those are the things now you got to do. And these are the things you got to teach your children and your children's children. So the little that you might know is the little that you must do. And we have people or doing a lot of things, but these things are not established and predicated on the truth. And there's only one truth, and that is the word of Yah. Again, if you have any questions or comments, give me a call. 347-838-8963. That's number one on your phone. And why is this important? Because all on the internet, like I said, I've been getting calls about the 12 tribes. And I can assure you that the revelation of, see, our people know, many of our people, most of our people don't know who they are. But people are waking up to the realization that they are the Creator's people. But then they also have to wake up to the fact what tribe they come from. And you're going to be getting information that will let you know. Go right to one of our other elders. Shalom, my beloved elder.
Yes, sir. Shalom, shalom, shalom. This is my one of my favorite subjects.
Praise God.
Right. But what I want to talk to you about is going back to the lost tribes that you started out with at the beginning.
Yes.
If we go to Isaiah 11 and verses 11 and 12, and they'll tell us where those 12 tribes are. Remember, he says, stretch my hand a second time from Elam and Syria. Those, Egypt, Kush, and all those places, those are Africa. And he's going to stretch his hands again the next time and and gather the dispersed or troops that are from Yehuda, who are scattered through the four corners. So only Yehuda is scattered through the four corners. Now, I don't know if he's talking about the tribe of Yehuda or the nation of Yehuda, which means there's Benjamites in there, and then there's, I guess, Simeons are in there, and also some Levites are mixed in there. Is that right?
Well, I can tell you, definitely it's talking about the nation and not just the tribe.
Okay.
So that is the truth. You have other tribal members mixed up with Yehuda, so that is correct.
Right. So
and
then
once you have that dynamic, Elder, my question to the listening audience is, who are you at that point? Are you a Benjamite? Are you a Semanite? Or are you a Yehudanite? Or are you a Levite?
Right.
Who are you?
Yes.
And see, when we take on certain characteristics that we cannot prove, then we do a disservice to mm-hmm. our ancestry, but most important, we do a disservice to the truth. And we're mm-hmm. supposed to have truth on the inward parts, and we just have to say it had not been revealed to us yet who and where I come from.
Mm-hmm.
We would be better served by humbling ourselves doing that rather than just guessing,
mm-hmm.
make believe,
mm-hmm.
and outright lie.
Right. That's why that one group of people on the internet call themselves E1B1A, who says if you're not an E1B1A, then you're not from Yehuda. And that's what got a lot of this stuff started. This is
why, right.
And that's why a lot of people, you know, they were hurt when they went to that Edomite and got a DNA test. You know, when they found out that they didn't get the information.
In other words, they determine whether you Israel or not, not the Most High, not the Word of Yah. But
right.
them,
right.
swabbing your mouth or taking your blood or some other means
mm-hmm.
that's nowhere in the scriptures. And we're going to tell you, we're going to show you the sign
mm-hmm.
that one can use to determine who they are. There's
mm-hmm.
very signs that would befall not only Israel, but there's very signs that will befall even the various tribes.
Mm-hmm.
And every sign comes through revelation. This is how the
mm-hmm.
Almighty deal with them. That's why the Christian
mm-hmm.
said he will do nothing but what he first revealed unto his servants, the prophet. And the Almighty
mm-hmm.
is not about to give a bunch of people revelations. And then after you give them a revelation, they want to swab your mouth and take your blood. That doesn't
mm-hmm.
even make sense to me.
Mm-mm.
The reason why they swabbing your mouth and taking your blood is because they don't know who you are. And then after they do it, they still don't know who you are.
All right.
That's not how you determine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, you know,
mm-hmm. so
you know, recently, you know, mm-hmm. Recently, I want to bring this up, and I don't want to sound prideful, brutish, nor haughty, but I was in a hospital, and they took my heart out, and they repaired it. There were five bypasses. I walked into the hospital on my own legs and everything, and walked out on my own legs and everything. After all that repair. And what does that say about a person like that? Yes, y'all gave me a new heart, right?
Well, that definitely tells you that the Almighty was with you, because
yes, indeed.
Most people in the hospital don't walk out of the hospital.
Right.
They get wheeled out on a stretcher in a body bag.
Right.
Straight to the funeral. So I praise the mighty Yah for his mercy, because his mercy endures forever in your life and the repair that he has done. And I can't wait to see you so I can hug you and embrace you once again. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. I'll be there soon. But I just want to let you know that in the Most High, he had me. There was no ever, never fear in my life. I didn't have no kind of fear, no angst, no anxiety, no anything. They did it, and I walked out.
Well, that's
it's like going in for a tooth. Yeah, it is. Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty God.
Thank you.
All right. God is right.
Shalom.
Shalom.
And to
all my other beautiful brothers and sisters, of course, until next week, y'all love you, and so do I. Shalom.